Hey, welcome back. Steve here with Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and today I'm talking about five ways to get to KISS, you know, K-I-S-S, and it's not what you're thinking about.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're here. This is episode 81 of Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. And what I'm talking about are five ways to get to KISS, K-I-S-S. And like I said in the intro, it's not what you're thinking about. No, instead, we've all heard this saying before. I'm not talking about, you know, puckering up. No, what I'm talking about is keeping it simple for Steve. Yeah, you've heard that saying before. You know, it maybe not with Steve. Maybe you've heard it said, keep it simple for stupid. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about keep it simple for Steve. That's what KISS is all about today. Because I'm someone who, if it's too much information or if it's too many words, not enough pictures. Come on, you know, you can't just have a book where you just have words. You got to have some pictures, man. But if it's too many words or it's too convoluted, the flow chart that's been created or the pictograph that's been created, whatever, if there's too much going on, my eyes glass over. You know what I'm talking about? All the lights are on, but nobody's home. Hello, hello. Have you ever been in that situation? Have you ever created something and you didn't understand why the kids didn't get it or why your staff didn't understand it? Well, maybe it's because you need to reread it and look for ways to simplify it. So today, like I said, I'm talking five ways to get to KISS, which means five ways to keep it simple for Steve. These are the things I'm going to talk about. You've got to review what you've created. Number one, look and see, do you have too many words? Number two, are there no images? Number three, are there confusing images, pictures, or flow? Number four, is there a need for a translator? You know what I'm talking about. We'll get to that. And number five, keeping in mind that the teachers or the staff feel like they don't have enough time, is it too cumbersome? So once again, in keeping it simple for Steve, what I'm talking about are the following things. We're going to look at what you've put together and ask you to ask yourself these five questions. Number one, does it have too many words? Number two, does it have no images? Number three, are the images confusing or pictures or flowchart just confusing? Number four, does the person who reads it feel like they need a translator? And number five, keeping in mind that we all feel pressured to get things done and there's just not enough time in the day, is it going to take way too much time for them to get the point? So in other words, there's not enough time for it. So let's start there. So once again, you know, if I'm talking about keeping it simple for Steve, because if you create things and you're so proud of it, you know, the problem is that sometimes the people that we're creating something for, they just don't get it. They don't understand it. And and if they don't get it, they don't understand it, guess what's going to happen to it? Well, if you think about it, and I don't know if you do this, but if you don't understand it, it might get stuck on your desk. It might get stuck in a book bag. It might get put someplace where, yeah, if I really have to find it, I'll find it, but I'm not going to look at it again. This happens a lot. You know, in classrooms, you can go in and you can see where the teachers have put something on the wall because that's what they're expected to do, but they really aren't looking at it. With the kids, they do the same thing. They put it in their notebook or they put it in their book bag just in case you might ask for it another day, but they really don't get it. It's that 50-mile stare that happens when you hand it out. They don't get it. It's too intricate. It's too difficult to understand. So let's talk about these five ways to getting to kiss, because it's so important. If it was important enough for you to create, then it's important enough for them to want to use and want to learn and want to understand and want to know about, right? Ask yourself that question first, because if you create it just to create it, then that's not good. I've met some people like that before. That's really not good. They create something and they're just proud of the creation of it instead of whether it's useful or not. So let's go forward with this. So five ways to get to kiss. Number one, too many words. Oh, come on now. You've gotten things like this. You've got to take a look. If you have written a document, if you have written a memo, if you've written a letter that's got to go out to somebody, after you've written it, have somebody else read it and say to them, eliminate. Find the areas that can just be eliminated and still make my point. Because if it's too long, they don't read it. They don't read it at all. You know what I'm talking about. No, I know. You don't do that, right? Well, I got to admit, my hand's raised right now. I do that. If it's too long, I'm not going to spend time with it. So number one, you want to look and say, do I have too many words? And you want somebody else to read it, because sometimes we're just too proud of our stuff. And if it's so important that it's got to go out, whether it's going to kids or whether it's going to your staff or whether it's going to somebody else, you're doing a presentation, does it have too many words? Be critical. Ask somebody to be critical and be a big boy and be able to take it. Don't shoot the messenger, you know, because some people are afraid that, you know, if I tell you the truth, you know, the old story of the emperor's new clothes, right? You want people around you to tell you that you're not wearing any clothes if you're not wearing any clothes. All right. So if number one is too many words, number two is, do you have a lack of images? You have no images. And right along with that, your images are either not powerful or they're underwhelming. You know what I mean? They're just there. In many cases, they're not there. There's nothing there. People do like to see pictures that reinforce what you're talking about, because it also breaks up the words in a document. You know what I'm talking about. It does. It breaks up those words. It helps you look at that. And a lot of times people will look at the image first. So if you can get a powerful image to help you make your point, and with today's world out there, there are lots of places where you can get free images that you don't have to give credit for. You can pull those and use them in your blog posts, in your put them in your documents that you're going to print, whatever it is that you're going to share in your presentations. And I'll share some of these websites with you in my show notes. Well, what's so important here is you take some of those images and then you can put them into some of these freeware programs that will allow you to manipulate them. Like, for example, put words on top of the image. One of my favorites is PicMonkey. PicMonkey.com is a easy-to-use website that allows you to take images and change them for your however you need to. And one of the ways you can change them is to put words on top of the image. Well, here's a great way of doing that. So what I'm talking about here is, do you have just words and no images? People like pictures, and it may be a joke with some people, but they really like pictures. And the more grabbing that image is, the more powerful, the better. So number one in five ways to get to kiss, number one is you've got too many words. Number two, you have no images. Well, number three is, do you have confusing images or pictures or flowcharts? Now, come on, we can all get proud of something that we create, and we make these little arrows go here, and the little arrows go there, and the little boxes here and there, and yawn all over the place. Is it really understandable? How about bar graphs and charts? Some of them, there's so much information on them that your eyes are going, oh my goodness, I don't get this. And your brain's going, hello, I want to think about the beach. I want to think about the waves. This makes no sense to me, so I'm going to shut down. I'm being funny, but I'm not. Sometimes people get so proud of these images they portray, or these, and what I'm really talking about here are like flowcharts or pictographs that supposedly show the flow of something, or a graphic representation of something that you're looking at it going, you're scratching your head and you're going, I don't get this. So five ways to get to kiss. Number one, are there too many words? Number two, do you have no images, or do you have images that are just kind of underwhelming? And number three, do you have confusing images, pictures, or flow charts? So then number four in my five ways to get to KISS, do you need a translator? The person reading it or looking at it, do they feel like, I need to hire somebody who can interpret these words? I don't get them. It's too confusing. The words are too big. I need a dictionary, a lexicon. I need everything in front of me so that I can figure out what she or he are talking about. Come on, you've been there. You've read some of these things where you're going, were they trying to impress me with their words? Come on, man. Have somebody read it and be critical. And if they come back to you and go, I don't get it. Or, hello, I think I need to go back to school because your vocabulary is killing me. Now, this may sound silly, but I'm really not being silly, because too many times, this is what happens a lot of times in educational journals and research documents and books that have been produced by researchers. They get so caught up in trying to create phrases and coined thoughts and ideas that you don't understand what they're talking about. So number four in five ways to get to KISS, do you need a translator? So number one is, do you have too many words? Number two, do you have no images or underwhelming images? Number three, are your images confusing? Are your pictures or flow charts confusing? Number four is, do you need a translator? Well, then number five is, you got to remember that we're really, as educators, we're pressed for time. Whether it's in the classroom, whether it's in administration, we all feel like we have limited amounts of time. Don't you? Well, if it's page upon page of explanation, what's going to start happening? They start thinking about flipping to the end. Let me just see the end of this story. You know, I don't know about you, but, and I'm probably going to make a lot of English teachers mad, sorry, but when I was in high school, a long time ago, I know, I had to read Jane Eyre. I didn't like that book. The version I had 444 pages. As a kid, I went, oh, this is a lot of stuff here. I'm not excited about this. I read the first 100, and then I said, I'm done with this. Now, if somebody would have told me that somebody died in the end and there was a fire and all kinds of stuff, maybe I would have tried to read to the end. Instead, I tried to fake my way through the quizzes. Found out you couldn't do that. That's another story for another time. But my point is that, you know, if you feel like you don't have enough time, you're overwhelmed, there's just not enough time in the day, you really don't need instructions or some sort of explanation or some sort of chart or something that is coming to you that takes too long to read and digest. Does that make sense? I mean, how about you? Have you ever gotten something like that? You feel like it should take maybe about 2 to 3 minutes to explain to you what the person wants or would like you to do, but instead, you know, they take 3 hours. I was in a meeting one time, one of my colleagues, and we'd been rushed in this school system. All the principals had to come together in this big room, and they needed to talk to us about something. And at the conclusion of this, we were there for, I believe we were there for about 4.5 hours. At the conclusion of that, my colleague looked at me and said, wow, he goes, that was 45 minutes crammed into 4.5 hours. Took me a second to get what he was saying. Funny guy. Well, your paperwork, you know, the different memos that you're giving, the different letters that you're creating, the instructions that you're creating. Do the people feel like, wow, that's 3 minutes crammed into an hour? You know what I'm saying? That means it's too long. You need to have somebody read it and help you make it more brief. Read for creating brevity so that they don't feel overwhelmed with time. Because if it's too much, people get overwhelmed and they start going, I don't have time for this. And so it gets stuck to the side, or it gets stuck in the book bag, or it gets put over here in the well-meaning pile. You know what I mean? This is an area where I'll get to it eventually. So let's go back today. Today, the title of my thoughts are, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the classroom or whether you're in administration, five ways to get to KISS. I know I'm being goofy, but the idea of keep it simple for Steve. So, you know, just keeping it simple. You can leave off that last S. Keep it simple. And in order to keep it simple for Steve, what I would have to do is I have to be critical of what I've written. I have to get somebody else to read it for me and be critical of it. And I have to be a big boy. I have to be willing to have that criticism levied at me. I can't take it personally, because what we're looking for is to try and make it so that people get a succinct, clear message. So, 5 ways to get to KISS. Number 1, are there too many words? Number 2, do I have no images? Number 3, are there confusing images, pictures, or flowcharts? Number 4, after the person reads it, do they feel like they need a translator? What did I just read? And number 5, is it so overwhelming, it's too long, that they feel like you just took 3 minutes worth of stuff and crammed it into, you know, an hour-long presentation? It's important to keep it simple for Steve. It's important to get to KISS. It's important, I know that sounds funny, it's important to keep it simple for Steve, or just keep it simple. Because in these times, we're very overwhelmed, and it's not just us as adults. The kids are feeling this way also. So whether you're giving it to other adults or whether you're giving something to kids, you want to look and see how you can be critical about what you've written. And you're looking for those 5 ways to get to KISS. You're looking for those 5 ways to get to keep it simple. Number 1, are there too many words? Number 2, are there no images? And if there are images, they're underwhelming. Number 3, are the images confusing, or the pictures or flowcharts just really only make sense to you? Number 4, the person reading it, do they feel like they need a translator? And number 5, they go, I don't have enough time for this. This is a lot of stuff. And it really feel like they could have given this to me in such a shorter version. So think about it. Keeping it simple for Steve. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.